Welcome to your daily threat intelligence briefing. Today is Monday, November 6th, 2023, and this is presented by the Dark Web Detective. In today's cyber brief, we unravel a series of digital dramas that have sent shockwaves across the cyberverse. From the web deception using Apple's Find My Network to relay stolen information, to Okta's recent breach that left the tech world on edge, and the persistent shadow of zero-day threats looming over Microsoft Edge, our interconnected lives face unseen dangers at every turn. So make sure you listen to today's episode as I catch you up on everything that happened over the weekend. Our first story relates to Okta finding itself making headlines again for the kind of reasons that no tech company wants: a security breach. David Bradbury, Okta's chief security officer, shared a postmortem revealing a mishap that allowed hackers to access data from an unsuspected source, an employee's personal Google account on the company's laptop. From November 28th to October 17th, a threat actor managed to gain unauthorized access to files within Okta's customer support system. This affected 134 customers, which is less than 1% of Okta's customer base. However, it is significant enough to cause alarms, especially since firms like BeyondTrust and Cloudflare were caught in the net. Bradbury disclosed that the breach occurred because an employee saved the credentials to a service account to their personal Google account, which was then compromised. This breach highlights a critical vulnerability: how personal usage on company devices can lead to corporate infiltration. And in other cybersecurity findings, a botnet by the name of SOX 5 Systems has emerged as a significant player. With a network spanning over 10,000 compromised systems, this botnet transforms infected devices into proxies. These proxies then channel anonymous traffic, potentially for malicious purposes. So, how do systems fall prey to SOX 5 Systems? The culprits are malware loaders named PrivateLoader and Amaday, which slip through cracks via phishing emails, malicious ads, and unsafe downloads from peer-to-peer networks. The control infrastructure behind this botnet is substantial, with BitSight uncovering a network of servers across Europe dedicated to managing this malicious traffic. And here's the kicker: access to this network is sold on the dark web, with prices that range from a mere dollar to $140 per day. And did you guess the currency of choice? Of course, it's cryptocurrency. And in our next story, Discord has announced plans to implement temporary file links for attachments by the end of this year, marking a strategic move to enhance platform security and combat the distribution of malware. The key change will involve Discord's content delivery network, the CDN links, which will now expire after 24 hours. This measure is intended to prevent the platform's use for permanent file hosting, a method previously exploited by cybercriminals to spread malware. For everyday users, the transition will be seamless within the Discord client, with no impact on their experience. Developers are being engaged to ensure minimal disruption, and this update will come as a response to a history of misuse of Discord servers by attackers, ranging from financially motivated groups to state-sponsored attacks. And for the last story of the threat landscape overview, we have an unexpected twist of events, where it turns out that the Find My Network, Apple's brainchild designated to help us locate our beloved devices, has a darker side. Imagine this: a device meant to find your lost iPhone could be turned into a silent spy conveying every keystroke from your keyboard to cyber snoop. This scenario is not just hypothetical. Research from Positive Security have created a proof of concept that shows just how viable this method could be. Using a modest setup that includes a keylogger with a Bluetooth transmitter integrated into a standard USB keyboard, the researchers have shown that when you type your password, it could be broadcasted via Bluetooth and picked up by a nearby Apple device. That device in turn sends the information through the Find My Network, eventually making its way to the hacker. What's more, this covert operation would only cost about $50 and can be assembled with easily accessible components. The keylogger doesn't even need to be an AirTag or an Apple-approved device. The attack utilizes the fact that Apple devices respond to certain Bluetooth signals, formatted just right to pick up the stealthy data transmission. So, how does it work? Well, the keylogger remains stationary within the keyboard, meaning it won't trigger Apple's anti-tracking notification designed to alert users when unknown AirTags are moving with them. While the transmission rate might not break any record speeds, the value of the information being surreptitiously transmitted, like passwords, could be worth the wait for cybercriminals. In today's vulnerability dispatch, researchers at Trend Micro's Zero Day Initiative have disclosed 4 critical zero-day vulnerabilities in Microsoft Exchange. These flaws, if left unaddressed, could allow an unauthenticated attacker to remotely execute arbitrary code or disclose sensitive information on systems with the vulnerable software installed. Here's a rundown of the reported vulnerabilities. ZDI-23-1578, this is a remote code execution vulnerability arising from improper validation of user supply data within chain serialization binder class. Attackers could potentially execute code with system privileges. Second one is ZDI-23-1579. This is a server-side request forgery that can lead to information disclosure due to inadequate validation from URIs by the download data from URI method. ZDI-23-1580, similar to ZDI-23-1579, this is a server-side request forgery vulnerability in the download data office from marketplace method, which can be exploited to disclose information from the exchange server. ZDI-23-1581, another SSRF issue, this time within the create attachment from URI method, which could be used to disclose sensitive data. The common thread among these vulnerabilities is the necessity for attacker authentication, indicating the risk is higher if attacker credentials are obtained through other means. And now for our ransomware report. This is where we talk everything ransomware. For today, we have some news from the Netherlands, as a court has just passed down a 4-year prison sentence to former cybersecurity specialist Pepjin van der Straat after he was found guilty of hacking, extortion, and laundering millions in cryptocurrency. A 21-year-old from Zandvoort embarked on a dark journey, hacking into the systems of more than a dozen companies across the globe. With a background that one would assume would have made him a guardian against cyber threats, van der Straat instead leveraged his skills to infiltrate, steal, and extort. The prosecution painted a picture of a cybercriminal who threatened to leak sensitive data unless his targets paid ransoms. During the investigation, authorities discovered a trove of malicious tools and personal information on his computer destined for the sale on infamous hacking forums like Raid forums. But here's where it gets even more intriguing. By day, van der Straat was involved with the Heridian Security and volunteered at the Dutch Institute of Vulnerability Disclosure, organizations at the forefront of cybersecurity defense. Yet, under the cover of darkness, he adopted a slew of aliases across now-defunct hacking platforms, engaging in the illicit trade of stolen data. The Dutch Public Prosecution Service investigation into his activities began in March of 2021 and continues to unfold. Not all of his victims have yet come forward to report their losses yet. And as we sign off from this episode of the Daily Cyber Threat Intelligence Brief, I would like to extend a heartfelt thank you for your time and trust. Your engagement is not just valued, it is vital. Remember, in the vast expanse of cyberspace, awareness is the beacon that guides us through the fog of digital threats. Keep your softwares updated, your passwords complex, and your data protected. Stay curious, stay informed, and above all, stay secure. Until next time, I'm the Dark Web Detective, bidding you a safe journey through the digital expanse. Over and out.